Hey, Don, do you know what the oldest rock on Earth is?
Well, yeah, I think I remember reading that it was zircon found in Australia. Haven't scientists found zircon crystals there that are over 4 billion years old?
Yep. And since the Earth is just over 4.5 billion years old, those zircon crystals are the closest thing we have to a time capsule from Earth in its early years. One problem scientists have been trying to solve to help understand what that period looked like is figuring out how the earliest zircon crystals formed.
Didn't scientists think they formed because of plate tectonics, giant chunks of Earth colliding with each other?
They did think that at first, but current evidence suggests that plate tectonics, the way we understand them today, weren't in play back then. Now researchers believe that zircon formed in impact craters, which are indentations in the Earth created by asteroids crashing into it. The asteroid hits Earth at such a high speed that it melts the surface beneath it. That creates a perfect condition for zircon formation.
Which ties in well with the idea that asteroids were really pummeling the Earth in its early years.
Right. So to test this idea, scientists studied zircon from the Sudbury Impact Crater in Canada, one of the best preserved and the second oldest impact crater on Earth. They found that the compositions of those crystals were indistinguishable from the 4 billion-year-old ones, implying that it's likely the older crystals formed in an impact crater as well.
We have a match.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.